Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob.
And we're finally going to talk about the playoffs again.
2019 season. Here we go.
Finally. Playoffs. Yeah. They've been waiting a long time to hear our sexy voices.
So. Yes. We are back and we are sexy.
Yes. True, true.
So let's jump right in. How'd the playoffs go?
For us, not very well.
Not so good.
Yeah. But fortunately...
A lot of cool storylines.
A lot of cool storylines, so we'll go with that. So,
I guess going into the playoffs, you were hoping that the Saints would make the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Well, I felt like it was destiny.
I also thought the Saints were going to make the Super Bowl.
It was like a 10-year anniversary from our last one. Like, our team was rocking at the end of the season.
They seemed so strong.
Yeah.
So. My Patriots looked so strong for half the season. A couple struggles down the stretch. But we were going to have that 2 seed until we lost to the Dolphins in week 17.
Stumbling in the way y'all did really sucked.
And it changed the whole landscape of the AFC playoffs.
Yeah. Well, us too, where, you know, we had 2 or 3 games that, like, the team should have beat, like, either the Packers or the 49ers there the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they just barely lost.
Yeah.
And then we get the 3 seed as a 13-3 team, which is, like, crazy. So that kind of, and then, you know, of course, we end up playing the Vikings and...
Yeah, 2 big upsets. Two big upsets in the wild card round. Obviously, the Vikings beating the Saints. Nobody saw that coming. And, like, people were a little down on the Patriots going into it, but they still thought we beat the Titans.
They were 9-7 Titans. Like, they hadn't really dominated all year. They definitely beat some teams during the year. Like, they beat the Chiefs. And they had beat Texans right before when they had to beat them.
But the Chiefs were, like, injured going into that game.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
so you, like, still didn't and the Titans quite were at think home. So. Yeah, but man, crazy.
Well, I mean, they just had a game plan for you guys. And Derrick Henry's a monster. Yeah. But we'll talk about that more in a minute.
But, I guess before we get either of those two, the first game of Wild Card Weekend, I really thought the Bills were going to take care of business against the Texans.
And they were up in the fourth quarter, crazy. And then that just goes to show you how important, like, the quarterback position, like, being able to make plays is and how that's changing from, like, the Tom Brady's and Drew Brees and Matt Ryan's and, like, that group who's, like, just pocket passers to, like, this, like, dynamic, like, game-changing type players.
Yeah. Are you talking about Deshaun Watson Josh Allen?
They both do make plays, but Deshaun Watson made more plays in that game Josh Allen did.
Came so far this year, like, as a quarterback.
Maybe not out of nowhere, but... I mean, definitely better than my expectations going into this season.
And I felt so good about him going into the playoffs. And for the first half, he was great.
Yeah.
And that second half, it was all on him. That's the most unfortunate thing is, like, he's the one that lost that game for him.
That does suck.
I hate it. But, I mean, they retain a lot of the same team next year. Good.
Bills should be pretty hyped for next season. So.
Oh, yeah. Moving, I guess, was the Saints the next game?
Yeah, let's talk about... Packers, or Patriots-Titans was the next game that day.
Right.
That was right after the overtime game against...
Pushed the game back, actually.
Yeah, pushed the game back some. So then we get into the Packers-Titans game, and then that was just a wild, like, just dominating... It felt like the Titans were never even losing that game. Like,
I don't know if they were, actually.
I don't think they were ever down. It just, like...
And, like, the final score looks a little different, but it was a 1-point game, basically.
Yeah,
and,
like, for a while, yeah.
It's crazy that the Patriots offense could not put up 14 points in the game.
And I know maybe as a Patriots fan you don't love it, but I love when Vrabel, whatever, I'm terrible at pronunciation, where he, like, did the punt thing where he ran, like, 2 minutes
the Bill
off
Belichick,
the clock.
Yeah. Thing he'd done to the Jets.
Yeah, oh, my God. I know they're going to change that rule somehow in the offseason, and they should, rightfully so. The whole clock situations, a way it runs and doesn't run sometimes is, like, as a fan, it's, like, really frustrating. But
kind of skipping ahead of forward a little bit, it kind of looked like Andy Reid was about to do that to the Titans in the championship game. Because there was an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
But then you know that Andrew Reed doesn't want to touch the
clock. Oh, yeah. He's not about that clock.
If I mess this up.
They'll get a couple of delayed games, and all of a sudden they get a blocked punt, and then they run it back for a touchdown, and everyone's like, oh, Andrew Reed, why'd you do that? He wasn't about that life.
So Patriots out of the playoffs.
First time in a long time since, what, like 2013?
Lost in the wild card round?
Was that the Ravens that beat y'all? Or was that in 2011?
I think it was 11.
11?
Yeah, I think it's almost been 10 years since
that was the Ravens year, right?
Blackout year?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. Matt.
I don't know anyway. I can't remember, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
So
Brady, a free agent.
Brady, a free agent. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting storyline in the offseason. So.
Where does he end up at the end of the...
I can't imagine a situation where he's not a Patriot.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
It seems so weird. Like, maybe he has 2 or 3 years left, but, like, why would he want to go to some team for that? And, like, I don't know. It just... I don't know. Like, any team that's close to win the Super Bowl probably has a quarterback right now.
Yeah.
Unless, like, Tennessee wants to sign him. I know there's been, like, rumors of him in, like, San Diego, but I don't think San Diego's that close.
Yeah. Well, according to Vegas odds, they are the most likely outside of the Patriots.
Right. But I just don't see why he would want to go to San Diego. Or, so I keep saying San Diego. They're in L.A. Like,
I prefer San Diego.
Yeah, me too.
Vegas Raiders are the second most after the... Well, Patriots, Chargers,
yeah,
Raiders.
That one's interesting, but again, I just...
Colts?
Hey, Vinatieri did it, right?
And then the fifth most likely is just a retirement.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I don't think he's retiring.
Interesting. What was really interesting to me was, like, the most, or most unlikely was, like, the Steelers. Mm-hmm. But, like, they were very unlikely compared to even, like, the Saints.
Well,
like,
the Steelers have Big Ben under a very
right, yeah, it's just, it was
contract.
Just interesting to me that like, they were so farther away than people like the Saints or people who have, like, actually established quarterbacks that they're never going to get rid of kind of thing.
Right. Well, the Saints don't have a quarterback right now.
Well, true. We don't even have one on the roster. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
But, you know, the Steelers are, I mean, it would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, no, it would be ridiculous.
It's surprising the Rams aren't more farther down. Oh,
they're in that group right like, before the last set, right?
But, yeah, because they can't afford it either.
Yeah, so... But going into the NFC games.
Strangely, the Panthers are really far down there.
Oh, that is kind of surprising. Yeah, you would think the Panthers would move more likely.
Moving into Wild Card Sunday, the Saints lose.
Yeah, the Saints lose to the Vikings. Super shocking game. Like, they put us on noon because they thought it was going to be a blowout. And like, and then we go to overtime.
Two overtimes.
So create two overtime games. And and then, of course, we don't get the ball. But, like, that's not anything we don't blame anyone for that. Like, that's just the way we should have stopped them. And of course, there's like that little bit of controversy at the end where it's like, did he push off of it? Yeah, it's like, okay, whatever. Like, we lost the game. Yeah. It's fine. But at least, like, I feel like it was a fair loss. Like, nothing crazy happened, like, the last 2 years. Like, I'm satisfied in the fact of how we lost.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the Diggs one wasn't unfair.
Like, I know, but it felt something like outside of our. I know we had the opportunity to tackle, but there was some other godly phenomenon going on there.
The Norse gods interfering,
And then, of course, the last game was. I mean, it was actually a decent game for Wentz getting knocked out in, like, the first half of the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then...
So both teams came into this super injured, the Eagles and the Seahawks. I mean, it didn't matter which team from the NFC made the playoffs, or the NFC East.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Nobody respected
that
team.
Not.
And, but I still think the Seahawks would have won if Wentz stayed in the whole
game. Oh, yeah, me too. Like, but, I mean... They put up a fight.
They put up a fight, yeah. Josh McCown.
Yeah, and he had tore his ACL or whatever.
ACL during the game, kept playing.
Yeah, or tore his calf or whatever. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, ridiculous.
Good on him. Yeah. And he tried to run the ball at the end of the fourth quarter. It's like, oh, man.
Oh, man. Ugh. Poor guy.
Poor guy, yeah, so.
Where does he end up next year?
Ah, he's retired. Surely.
He's been on, like, 9 different teams, I think.
Yeah, something crazy, so. Pretty rough.
So that carries us into the divisional rounds. As we were just talking about, Russell Wilson carried his team into this round.
Yeah, and, for sure. Like, the whole year.
Yeah. It did not look great for them going against the Packers. But then they made it a fight at the end.
I mean, yeah, the first half looked pretty bad. And then, yeah, that last third and fourth quarter, they really, like, came, man. They were
the
one
Packers.
Getting the ball. If they would have got, I feel like if they got the ball back with that 2 minutes left.
Yeah, you think so?
I think they win the game. I was so sure that they were going to pull it out if they had gotten the ball back. But
how close that game got gave me no faith in the Packers going into the NFC Championship game.
I should have had no faith in the Packers. We'll get in that in a minute.
The Texans put up 24 points in, like, the first 17 minutes
of
game.
What's really crazy about that game is, and I know we're jumping around a bit, but let's jump. To set that game up, we really need to talk about the Titans-Ravens game a minute.
Okay.
Because That was crazy. Like, that was out of nowhere. Like, yeah. No one gave any faith to the Titans beating the Patriots. It's like, okay, they got upset, but they're going to lose to the Ravens. The Ravens are the best team in the football right now.
Yeah,
right?
They look so strong. So,
yeah, they were dominating everyone since week three or whatever. So, the fact that Tennessee comes in and their quarterback doesn't throw 100 yards again for 2 weeks in a row. Derrick Henry goes for like 200 yards. And then they stop the best fourth down conversion rate team on fourth and one like four times in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, couldn't get anything going on offense was the Ravens.
Yeah.
And, of course, like, Mark Ingram was a little banged up in the game. That's a big reason why I think they lost.
Yeah.
But, man, just to see a team that dominant through the regular season just not really show up. Yeah, like, yeah. That wasn't a close game at all. Yeah. That was worse than the Patriots lost to them. So,
yeah. I mean,
for sure. Like, that was...
Yeah,
that's the biggest blown game of the playoffs so far.
Yeah, the Patriots and Saints were like, yes.
Yeah. It's that was us. The game we were like, oh, thank God. That's the game everyone's going to remember from these playoffs.
Yeah.
So, but setting that up, we go, so that just happened, right? Where you have like a big upset in the AFC. You know, the Titans take down the Ravens and you're like, oh, the Chiefs got a clear path to the Super Bowl now.
Uh-huh.
And then they go down 24-0. You're just like, oh God, is this happening again?
Yeah.
Are we going to have to watch the Texans versus Titans next week?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it was weird. I never thought the Chiefs were going to lose the game, though. For some reason, there was just, you knew that the Texans weren't as good as the score showed because there was a muffed punt. Or like a block punt and a muff.
Right. Yeah. They had they had some luck to get to 24-0.
Yeah.
And that wasn't what was going on in the Titans game. The Titans were beating the Ravens whole game. Like they were controlling defense, offense.
They suffered.
Whereas the Houston game, they got up 21-0 on the luck, and then I think the biggest moment in that game is when it's like fourth and one,
mm-hmm.
and then they send their offense out to go for it, and then they call a timeout, and they change their mind. They end up just kicking the field goal.
Yeah.
Like, they needed to, step on the throat right there. You go for it there. You get your touchdown 28-0. The whole momentum, I think, swapped right there. They kick the field goal, and immediately after that, they kick off, and the guy returns it, 50 yards. Chiefs score a touchdown. They go for a fake punt the next drive. Chiefs score another, and then it just gets out of control real fast.
Uh-huh.
Faster than the Falcons blowing the 28-3 lead fast.
And then what was the other game that?
We had the Packers Seahawks. We touched on that one a little bit, and then we had the Vikings 49ers. Just
expected.
A total 49ers showing up. That's they were the only team that showed up that weekend that was supposed to win.
They were flexing.
Yeah, they were like, this is us winning the Super Bowl, guys. Stop us.
Yeah.
That's what that was. On the Vikings, who just beat the Saints, they were hyped up. And then, I won't say they laid as much of a goose egg as they did against Philly those couple years ago, but man, it felt pretty bad.
Yeah,
it did. I don't even know how Vikings fans feel about these playoffs. Was it a success? Was it a failure? I don't know. If I was a Vikings fan, I'd probably be disappointed.
Yeah,
honestly.
But, I mean, they probably still look at it the way that I looked at it as a Patriots fan, saying, those Ravens were going to probably beat us anyways. They look so strong.
True,
they probably looked at the 49ers anyways.
Yeah, we got to the 49ers, but
yeah.
I don't know, man. It was weird.
So then we move into Championship Sunday, which is kind of boring as a whole.
Yeah.
Not as exciting as the previous 2 weeks.
I mean, the Titans did give us a little hope there at the beginning. They
put
got
up 10
to nothing. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, oh, is this going to be another, Houston situation?
Yeah.
And, of course, same thing happened. By halftime, they're down again. So
Yeah,
Mahomes goes off. So, and then that game was never really close after that.
Do you see that huge hit on Ryan Tannehill, though? When he was running the ball?
He just hit a wall.
Yeah,
we were watching it and no one even saw that guy either.
Yeah, he just
and he just
out
like
of nowhere.
We just not, not, we were like, whoa, was that a glitch?
Yeah,
that was a hit right there.
You hear Romo talking about him later in the game when he was using his nose use the tablet, and Romo was poking fun at the hit. Romo's getting fun. Romo's getting a little spicy.
Fun, man. I love Romo. Man, I wish Romo was doing the Super Bowl every year. But
yeah.
What are you going to do?
And then the 49ers just ripped Packers in half.
Yeah, man.
Which I think we kind of saw coming. Like, the Packers, all year, they've been winning, but they didn't look like they were solid wins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone was like, oh, they're the worst 13-3 team, you know. Yeah.
Memes, and they were.
Well, then the Saints lost first round of the playoffs. It's like, okay, we can't make fun of the Packers anymore. But yeah, I mean, right there at the end is like, oh, that's the Packers team we were waiting on. But, I mean, even then, they never.
It's too late.
So,
yeah. Any predictions for the AFC? I'm sorry, for the Pro Bowl?
You know what? Honestly, I hate watching the Pro Bowl. Yeah. I haven't watched the Pro Bowl in so years.
Past couple
I
mean, years
I like watching
fun.
All like the events.
Oh, the dodgeball?
Yeah, like all the week events. Those are fun. Yeah. But I feel like the Pro Bowl has just been like, I know that the games have been close. I like scoreboard watch a little bit, but.
They're actually trying this, like, the past couple years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They got kind of fun.
Because the last one I watched was that year where they had Dion and and
was it
the
Urban
wide receiver?
Or, no.
His name slips me. The 49ers wide receiver, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders like picked teams.
Yeah.
And then
that's kind of silly.
It was silly. Yeah. When you start mixing the AFC and NFC teams together, it got weird. But
AFC's winning this year. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Because it's basically the Baltimore Ravens.
Right. Yeah.
Whole
yeah.
team.
Yeah, the best team in the NFC is going to the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah. But you got the coach of the Ravens and, like, 12 players.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they'll actually get to run their offense a little bit. Do you think, is Lamar Jackson actually
going
to play?
He's going,
though?
Yep. Oh, yep, he's going.
Okay, then AFC's going to
win.
Yeah, there's, like, all the quarterbacks in the NFC, they're all, like, old, so they're just like, nah, I'm good.
Who do you have? Do you remember?
If I had to guess, I'd probably say Russell Wilson if he's going.
That makes sense, yeah. Right now,
Dak Prescott maybe got in.
So we've got.
I don't think Drew Brees goes.
Russell Wilson, Brees, and Rodgers.
Really?
Thus far, Brees is going.
Oh, okay.
He's got to audition for his next team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as a free agent, right? Yeah. Really?
I didn't. You get Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill, like,
replacing,
way to go,
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, that makes sense. All right,
that's kind of weird.
Doesn't I mean, he did
betting,
have a real good year, though.
But doesn't the betting, or not the betting, the voting start, like, halfway through the season or so? I feel like it seems like it's early enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, was he even playing? I guess he must have been.
I mean, also, the voting is only, like, a third or whatever.
Oh, really?
They still, like, the players and the coaches vote, too, I think.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So.
So the Super Bowl, we got the 49ers versus the Chiefs.
Yeah,
it's a fun one.
Of the teams in the playoffs, and when the good teams start losing, like the Saints and the Patriots, and the, like the normal contenders to the Super Bowl start, you're like, oh man, am I going to have like a Titans 49ers or like a like a Houston Texans going to get in there somehow? But then I think the best teams made it in. Like, I mean, yeah, the Ravens and the Chiefs, I think, were the top two teams anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So at least like you got a really good team on the AFC side, probably the best. I mean, you know, I think the Saints are. That might be biased, but I mean, you had the best team in the NFC, one of the best teams in the AFC. So,
Andy Reid going to a Super Bowl?
Yeah. So, I'm really rooting for him. I'm going to be rooting for the Chiefs just because I think Andy Reid should get one. But man, the 49ers look so much more complete.
Yeah.
As a team than the Chiefs.
They do. I mean, the defense, right? Like the Chiefs' defense, you're never really sure what to expect. The ups and downs, ups and downs.
Right.
And they're definitely better than they were last year.
definitely.
But, I mean, I got family and friends ties to the Chiefs, so I got to go Kansas City on this one.
So, I think, like, the Chiefs have a better opportunity to make special teams plays, like, as far as punt returns and kick returns. I feel like they have more weapons there than the 49ers.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. I might just not have noticed the 49ers. But, I mean, you got Tyreek Hill back there sometimes. Yeah. Their other guy made a huge play in those division rounds.
What's interesting to me about the Chiefs is that they have a very light run game.
Yeah,
and if you're a good defense, you can definitely play on top of that. Like, you can take advantage of that.
That's true.
So, I think at the beginning of the game, we're going to see a lot more runs from Kansas City than we're used to seeing, just to, like, keep the Niners' defense honest. I think you're going to see a lot of dump-off passes, too. Kelsey's going to be huge in this because he got Bosa coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see very many runs. I mean, Andy Reid is already, like, a pass-happy guy, but he's, like, a smart enough coach where he's not going to, like, outsmart himself, where you're like, oh, you know what? Patrick Mahomes has gotten me here, but now I need to run the ball because I need to change it up.
So they're still going to throw it a lot, but I think we're going to see more runs than usual.
You think so?
Yeah, just to keep the 49ers on their toes to watch the run.
That does happen a lot in the Super Bowls where it's just like you got to get into the groove of the game because the game is so much bigger than any normal game you're ever in.
Yeah.
Like, it just takes a minute to, like, for the game to, you know, get back
sink
to
it
you.
In. And
yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah, sink take in. Down so the limelight. I think running the ball early is always just a good plan in general, but...
Who does Richard Sherman cover?
Richard Sherman? Oh, he's going to be on
the field. He mostly does zone, though, right?
He's going to be on the field. No, I think they do man a lot in San Francisco. Or he used to a lot in Seattle, they did, but...
Hill, right? You got to cover Hill.
Yeah. Right, I mean, who else? Sammy Watkins, but... I mean, he's just going to drop the ball anyway.
They got Mecole Hardman.
That's true.
Let's talk about some prop bets for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, let's talk about them.
Who wins the coin toss?
let's see. Wait, who's the white team in this one? So is the Chiefs or the NFC?
I believe that the Niners are the home team.
Okay,
and they have elected to wear white jerseys.
Okay, so but the Chiefs will get to call the coin toss.
Yep.
Okay, so that's interesting. So I'm gonna say the 49ers win the coin toss.
Yeah. Is it heads or tails?
I'm gonna say it is tails.
Oh, I agree with tails.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs win that, though.
You think the Chiefs are going to call tails?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I do, yes.
I think they're going to call heads. But those are 50-50 bets, so just point blank.
Yeah, put them, You want to do a fire bet on who wins the coin toss?
Let's do it. Fire bet. All right, I got the 49ers.
I got the Chiefs.
All right.
How about score in the first 6 or 7 minutes?
You know what? We mentioned this because we've been betting a lot on this bet over
the
year.
It really makes the beginning of the game
and
very fun.
And I feel like I've hit this a lot throughout the year. And I haven't only done, like, the main one we usually do is no score because that's, like, really intense.
Yeah.
But I've done score a few times. I think in this game, I'm going to go no score.
I'm going no score.
Yeah. Super Bowl, I think, if that's a bet that we can make, it's way slower, like we mentioned, like, to sink into the game.
Start with running. And you know the 49ers are going to run it.
If the 49ers get the ball, they're going to run. And then even if the Chiefs get the ball first, like, the chances that the 49ers just stop them, like, is pretty high.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they haven't gotten off to fast starts in any playoff game yet, so.
So which team scores first in that case?
Oh, so I think that the 49ers score field goal first.
Ooh.
I think the first score is a field goal, and the 49ers get on the board
And you think
first.
That's more than 6 or 7 minutes after the game starts?
Yeah.
Ooh, man. Yeah. So they're really taking their time.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of punts, and then the 49ers eventually running into field goal range, and then they get a stop. And...
I think the 49ers score first as well.
Yeah? Yeah. You think it's a touchdown or a field goal?
I think it's a touchdown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's going to score it? Is it going to be a rushing or a passing?
Kittle.
Kittle. Oh, a passing touchdown to Kittle. You know, he's been kind of quiet in the last couple of games.
He's getting ready.
He's about to go off. Yeah.
And plus, like, I mean, against the Packers, you run against the Packers.
Oh,
They're terrible against the run. Passing yards. So, the prop bets aren't posted yet for this, but give me the, what do you think the over-under on the passing yards is going to be?
All right, so I'm
going
to say, for Mahomes, you're going to have to do over-under of, like 270-ish.
Oh, wow. 270. I was thinking 272. Okay. That's so crazy,
Well, I started at around 300, and then I was like, oh, the 49ers D lowers it some. So I think if you get, like, 270, and then you just do the over because it's fun.
It is definitely more fun.
come on, get it in there.
The thing about the under is you're, like, stressing till the end of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you start off stressed. That's not – if you're playing for fun, that's not the fun you're playing for, you know? That's playing for money.
Okay, so – you say 270?
Yep, 270. I'll say 270 flat,
All right, so let's call it 271.
Yeah,
but
you want to
do the over,
don't
you?
I'll just do 270 and a half, and I'll do, I'll do an over. That's what I'll...
Oh,
that's
I want the over. I said 272.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, we'll just nix that one. Okay, Jimmy G, passing yards.
Okay, I'm going to say the over-under for that one was going to be like 245-ish, somewhere in that range, and I'm going to take the under.
Oh,
I would
take
the under on that one.
I'm going 180.
180 would be the over-under, you
That's
think?
What I'm thinking,
You think that they're going to come out with one? I would take the over on 180.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the over. Yeah.
No way they would do it that far.
I don't know if I...
I mean, I know he hasn't. He threw like 77 last week or against the Packers.
Yeah.
But no way they did. I mean, even Tannehill's over-under against the Chiefs was 220.
If it was 200, what would you do?
If it was 200,
yeah,
I'd do the over still.
Yeah. Wait, but you're doing 220?
245.
245.
245.
Yeah, okay. I was seeing if I was going to bait you into, like, taking the...
No.
Okay.
Oh, you're trying to do the over?
Yeah.
And then me doing under? Okay. No.
All right. Who's the rushing leader of the game?
The rushing leader.
The player who is the rushing
leader. I think, I can't pronounce his name.
Mostert,
yep. I think he's going to get a lot of carries. I mean, he just had 220 last week, right?
That was by far the most he's had almost in a season.
Yeah. But I mean, I think he's just like going off these playoffs. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if Derrick Henry's in the game, he'd have those rushing. He only had 69 last week, which is crazy.
Nice.
It was nice, but. We know a lot of these rushing, passing, receiving numbers because we made a bet on who would have the most that week.
Yep.
And so some of us got it right. Like, I picked Aaron Rodgers and
Devontae Adams.
Yeah. So that was sweet.
Okay, I'm not taking a bet on the rushing yards.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the largest lead during the game?
All right, I'm going to say, do I have to pick the team or just a general number?
No, just what is the number?
I think the number is 10.
10 is
the
largest.
I think the largest lead gets a 10 at some point.
I don't think it gets that far.
You don't think it gets that high?
No. I'm going to go with 7 is the largest lead in the whole game.
Okay, so I get 10 and over and you get everything else? And under? 9 and under?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take that.
Fire bet. Woo! So we got 2 on the board.
Yeah. And then, okay, what team is winning at halftime?
All right, I'm going to say that the 49ers are winning at halftime.
That feels right, yeah.
Yeah.
But I really want the Chiefs
basically,
to win.
But based off the fact that the Chiefs have gotten slow starts, that's mostly why. So I think like the 49ers may get up like 10-0-ish.
Well,
and then they might go to halftime. Yeah, I know.
I don't think
that they're going to score as fast on the 49ers as they did everyone else.
The Chiefs have had slow starts, but they've been winning at halftime every game.
But I think it's going to be like 10. So, kind of similar to the national championship game if you watch that. But,
yeah.
So like it's going to be like a 10-7 game at halftime. And then the Chiefs are going to get the ball at half. You know.
Oh, because they...
because of some reason...
So you're thinking the 49ers
The 49ers get the ball. Yeah, they always defer that, right?
They always defer, yeah.
But the Chiefs have gotten the ball in half every single playoff so far.
Because they defer.
Who doesn't after defer in this day and age, right?
I feel like recently somebody didn't.
The Falcons don't anymore.
Is that what
ever since their bye week, they started just getting the ball first, and then they started winning.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to say the Chiefs are winning at halftime.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll take that bet.
All right, fire bet. And then who wins the game?
All right. I want to root for the Chiefs. I really do. But I'm going to pick the 49ers.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs winning this one.
All right.
And they're going to win by 6 points. 3 minutes left in the game. 49ers are driving down the field. They stop them at the 3-yard line.
Really?
Yeah. 49ers go for it on fourth down. Don't make it.
So, like, are they going to have a chance to, like, run the ball with a running back, but they choose to throw it and then they throw an interception?
No.
Oh, so you're not getting
it. Fourth down. They run it on fourth down. They don't make it.
Ah, okay. Okay. I was just trying to see if you were trying to get some playback from the Seattle Patriots
game. This is
a
fourth and goal.
Okay. And they just get a stop.
They
get
a stop.
Wow, that's exciting.
Chiefs get the stop.
I hope that happens.
Pat Mahomes comes out with less than a minute left, throws an interception, 49ers win.
No, he goes to kneel the ball in victory formation, kneels in the end zone.
He falls backwards. Yeah. Chiefs win by 6 is what I'm saying.
All right. Hey.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that happens.
You want to do a fire bet? Yeah, you want the Chiefs to win, so you don't
want to. I probably want a fire bet so.
All right, so our fire bets, we got the coin toss is won by, you say, the
49ers. 49ers, yep.
We have the largest lead during the game.
It's 10 or higher.
You have 10 or higher, and that the 49ers are winning at halftime.
Yep. Nice.
I like it.
Sounds good.
Oh, total over-under, what do you got?
Total over-under, I'm going to say...
52.
Okay. I'll take the under on 52.
Yeah. You said 44?
I say 40. So, all right, let's split it in half. 47? Like, yeah. 48? 48's in the middle.
48, yeah.
So you get 48 and over, I'll get everything in the
40. Yeah, 48 doesn't count.
Okay. Yeah, 48 push, sure. All right. Yeah.
Cool. So, here we go. Super Bowl LIV.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll try to make a Super Bowl podcast. Yeah, well, that was fun last time.
We're going to Jamin's house. We'll set up a whole podcast studio in his house.
Yeah, exactly. Without asking. Yeah, for sure. And we'll try to get some input on what other people, now that no one has kind of any, you know, dog in the show, so.
Yeah, we don't know any.
There's not a lot of 49ers.
I know a bunch of Chiefs fans back in Kansas.
So, I mean, you know, y'all will be rooting for the Chiefs a bit.
Yeah.
So, but everyone else will be pretty neutral.
Yeah. It was a Super Bowl podcast, so most fun. Oh, and we got to do our fire bets.
Exactly. We have to do our one set of fire bets from earlier in the year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Bills,
we have
Browns.
We have a few. So.
Do you want to bet on the NFC to win the Pro Bowl, and then we can do a fire bet there?
Yeah, sure.
If
you give me 2-1, 100% I'll do it.
No, I won't give you 2-1. Oh, well, actually, maybe I will. I was going to give you 6 points, but I don't know. Your choice. Do you want 6 points or 2-1? Okay.
Cool. You take 2 shots, I take 1 shot?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
All right, let's go AFC Ravens.
All right, yep. Wait, what did I just sign up for?
I
just bet the money line instead of getting the points. That's a terrible bet.
You got Drew Brees.
If I've learned anything this year.
Oh, yeah, we got to come back and do a... Yeah, we'll do a lot more prop bets and spread podcasts next year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I've been slightly getting into it a little bit.
Yeah, more, yeah. You know. And it's getting legalized in Georgia.
Yeah.
Not that we're playing it illegally.
Yeah. Or at all.
Cool. So... Until
next time.
The Super Bowl. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jay Hump.
We'll see you next time.